Good morning, the Mary Griffith Show. Yes, I'm here live, 9:20 in the morning. Mary Griffith Show, starring Mary Griffith for the first time in, 3 weeks? Mm-hmm. And then I'll be gone all next week, too. But Laura Sievert, I had to come back to say hi to Laura Sievert from Arts Quincy, who's here every Wednesday. Did you miss me?
I'm kind of a co-star, yeah.
Yeah, of course I did. You are the star on Wednesday. What can I say?
On Wednesdays.
And we've got lots and lots coming up. And let's start with a freaky Lolo.
Yeah.
And this is going to be next Tuesday, July 18th. I saw this last year. It was great. In fact, I even got up on stage and danced last year. I will not be doing that this year.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago with the Freaky Lolo.
Oh,
so,
was it 2 years ago?
Yeah, we had Gentleman of Vision last year.
Oh,
so,
that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, anyway, tell us what a Freaky Lolo is and why we should all come, because it's free. It's just fun. It's like free.
We really kind of went out of our way to make this a free event. Yeah, absolutely. So this is our second in our Summer of Rhythm series, and we're bringing back a Freaky Lolo. They're out of St. Louis. It's a West African dance and drummer troupe out of St. Louis, and I really cannot say enough about how different it is and how energetic and fun this troupe is. So they have three drummers, and the drumming itself looks like an athletic workout. It looks like a marathon by the time they're done. I mean, just dripping in sweat and just huge energetic drums. And then a troupe of primarily teenage to mid-20s female dancers, and then led by a man who is actually from West Africa and knows these traditions. And they do amazing costuming, amazing, like I said, energetic dancing, but also some good education. Like, he'll talk about how a dance might change in different countries or what it means to the people who originated the dance that they're doing. He'll get out in the audience. He has a full regalia at one point in the show that is homemade and just really outstanding to see in person. I could show you pictures, but it's just really outstanding to see in person. I say a lot of times this is not to be missed, but this is not to be missed. Along with that, a lot of partners will be out. Quincy Children's...
This
is Tuesday. I should
Tuesday,
say
July
when.
July 16th from 6 to 8 at the Jackson Lincoln Swimming Pool Complex.
And I know it's been hot during the day, guys, but it's by 6 it always cools off, so that's why we have it there. This year we've added the Quincy Fire Department with their fire truck sprinklers. It was a huge hit last month, so if you have your kids there, bring some towels and let them get wet on the... It's really funny to watch the firefighters just basically spray kids. It's really... It's got to be a bit of a kick for them. We've got the Quincy Children's Museum has a huge spread of tons of stuff to do. We'll have Quincy Art Center has an awesome craft that goes along with this djembe drumming. It's called djembe drum. And let's see, the Quincy Public Library will be there. And of course, Blessing Health Systems is our huge sponsor on this. Couldn't really do these events without them. They provide free dinner for everyone there. I actually don't know what we're having for dinner. We had walking tacos last time. It might be barbecue this time. I can't remember what they came up with. But free dinner for everybody there. And this year, too, they have brought along their dermatology department, and they're giving out free sun care and burn care for sunburn care, and talking skin safety. So that's something that people maybe are thinking about this time of year, especially as it's been so hot. So really all of those folks will be there together making for a terrific event.
It sounds fantastic, and I know that, you know, the great thing about it is you can just walk up to the dermatology tent. Now, they're not going to give you a complete review, but
yeah. If
you've got a spot and you're like, I wonder what this is, they can at least look at it and say, ah, oh, that needs to be looked at more, yeah. You know, they could probably either dismiss it or say, you better make an appointment because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I bet they get that a lot.
Yeah, I bet they get that a lot.
They get that
I managed
a lot.
To spend 3 weeks in Northern California and not get a real bad sunburn. I got a little bit one day down in Monterey, but not too bad. So I came back, you know, unscathed because it's very important that you not get a sunburn.
Yeah.
So this is going to be great.
I should probably also mention Cole Wholesale is a partner in this. They give us a whole big cooler full of frozen treats, which is, you know, important this time of year. And Dot Foods has a bunch of treats that the kids can take home. So, you know, thanks to everybody who's a part of it. It is it's a real community effort to do this big free event. And like I said, no part of it has a charge. It is completely free. Please come down and enjoy it with us because it is one of my favorite, maybe my favorite event of the entire year because it's everybody having fun.
And there's plenty of parking. I think a lot of people drive by the pool and they don't really see a parking lot. This is kind of behind the pool. And then just to the north of that, there is an entire vacant lot. And so you can park on the street, not on 8th Street, but like on 7th Street. You can park on 7th Street and there's a staircase that leads you up. Or you can, there's this big vacant parking lot, or you can park anywhere, you know. But
my board will be out there.
I wouldn't park on 8th Street. I would just go around and park on 7th or 6th or on the side streets or use that big lot, you know, because there's plenty of parking. And then you just walk quickly to the event, and you've got shade areas set up. And like
shade
you said,
areas set up in the fire truck. My board will be out there flagging cars so that you guys know where to park. And then if you have any handicap needs, there's not very many handicapped spots right up at the top of the pool. So what we do is have people drive up, drop folks off, and then go back down and park for the most part. We try to make it. This is our our fourth year of this event. It's really become, it works well. It flows well. So I hope you guys really love it. Come down and see me.
Absolutely. This is Tuesday night, July 16th from 6 to 8. Everything is free. The meal is free. The desserts are free. The water entertainment from the fire department is free.
Like Children's you said, Museum.
Children's
Art Center,
Museum.
Yeah,
just everything under the sun. And an award-winning St. Louis-based West African-themed dance and drum group that is just not to be believed how great they are. Everybody will love it. So tell everybody to come down Tuesday night, July 16th. Quincy Art Center has something going this Saturday from 1 to 2. Tell us all about that, please.
Yeah, you know, this new exhibit at Quincy Art Center, I got a chance to see it last week. Just really terrific. It's called Wonder and Praise, the Riverwork Project. And they're going to do a gallery discussion about the project with Sunsmith Forrett, who's the artist. She'll be on hand and then discussing the pieces that are on the walls. They call it Earthly and Vibrant Fiberworks that are on display. They've got quilts and knotted, vessels, like baskets and things. They have paintings. There's mixed media pieces, but most of them have fiberwork in them and are supposed to represent part of the river. So very apropos in our area, and I think people are going to really resonate with a lot of the themes that they see represented. The Riverwork Project in general has got 70 individual artist contributions, and they each add something to the idea of the people who make up the area of the river. Local and regional artists that are featured include Ann Miller Titus, David Moss, KJ Jacoby, Faye Dant, Margaret Fesden, Carol May Mann, Katie O'Neill, Chris Taylor, and Danielle Thompson. So a lot of folks lending their voice to the Riverwork Project, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So the reception and extra information are at 1 to 2 o'clock. And then the exhibit is open through August 3rd.
Okay. And that is this Saturday, July 3rd. And is there an admission?
There's no admission.
Right. Free and open to the public. Okay. Fantastic. And again, so many great things that are free and open to the public and air conditioned. So
air conditioned.
Looking for something to do Saturday afternoon. That's a great place to beat the swelter. The All Wars Museum, an unsung gem on the campus of the Illinois Veterans Home. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays from 9 to noon and from 1 to 4, and every Sunday from 1 to 4. And talk about the All Wars Museum. Many people have never been there. I have. And it's really, really cool.
It is really an important place to go. We actually wanted to highlight this over the 4th of July holiday, but at any time is a good time to go. We wanted to bring a little attention to them right now because the campus is under construction, but the museum is open. So that main drag, you can't get up and down that main drag, at least as of last week you couldn't. But if you come in the entrance on Locust Street, you can weave around and park right next to the museum. So it's no problem, I promise. So the All Wars Museum, every object in it tells a story, somebody's story from here that served in our military. And probably my favorite piece, or the one that really gets me, is they have the bugle that played taps over Korea as we left Korea. And I think that is a really neat story.
Because Mr. Erickson's bugle,
So he was a resident there at the Veterans Home, and his bugle's on display, and that's the last one that ever played taps over Korea, and I think that's just an amazing story. And each of the objects has a story like that. You're also going to see a tribute to fallen heroes, portraits that are done by local artists. You're going to see different military trench art. The trench art display is really neat. So it's empty bullet casings and empty pieces of, packing and things like that that people turn into artwork, which really is really amazing to me. You got to pass the time somehow. So that's a really neat thing. And there's some great dioramas, too, and that will teach you something about the wars of our past and the military folks who served in it. So you will leave inspired and you will leave with a new appreciation for these people that have sacrificed so much. The visitors can tour the All Wars Museum Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 4, and Sunday, 1 to 4. And they're usually closed over the lunch hour.
Tuesday through Saturday, they're closed over the lunch hour, yeah.
Right.
So, you know, because they're volunteers.
All volunteers, yeah.
Go eat lunch, so yeah.
And, don't miss the opportunity to see all this great stuff because it is our story collectively and an amazing spot in Quincy that we just don't talk about enough.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more of Laura Sievert with Arts Quincy. Folks, if you're not a member, become a member. If you want to get their wonderful magazine, it's definitely worth the cost of membership just for the magazine alone. We'll be right back. Coming up in just a moment, we'll talk to a young lady named Chenille Saunders Sheeran, who is going to be performing July 13th at the Legacy Theater. But first, our remaining moments with Laura Sievert and her kids are going to be entered in the Adams County Fair. And I tell you what, there's a lot of art projects your kids can get involved with being entered in the Adams County Fair. And I think if you enter a project, you get free admission to the fairgrounds, right?
That's right. So it's a win-win on that. Be an exhibitor. That applies to kids and adults. But if you haven't had a chance to check out the Adams County Fair book online, it's going to tell you all the categories: oil paintings, watercolors, photography, fiber art. If you do any of it, if you knit, if you make little tea towels, those are all categories you could win prizes for. My kids are doing safety posters. That's one of the categories this year. So they're doing sun safety and bike safety posters. And they're both doing a painting for this. So there's a coloring contest. There's freehand drawings of Illinois. So drawing the shape of Illinois from memory. That's a contest. So there are all kinds of cool ways to get artistic with the fair. The drop off is the Tuesday before the fair. So you still got a week and a half to get those projects in. And we're happy to be a partner of the Adams County Fair.
That is great. The Adams County Fair coming up. What are those dates again?
They're July. I just turned off my phone.
You just turned off your phone. I know you had it.
I know it. Darn it. July 27th, right? Did I say that right?
Is when it starts.
Is when it starts. So
yeah.
It's like 10 days.
And then it goes on.
So
okay.
It goes for a while.
Thank you, Laura, very much. We're going to head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative. This report is brought to you by Rex Battery. And then we're going to hear about the big concert coming up Saturday night at the Legacy Theater. So stay tuned for that. Rex Battery brings you this report. Oh boy, can I personally endorse that program. Let me tell you, I was a mentor in the Quincy Public Schools for a dozen years at least, and it is a very rewarding job. So call them. They definitely need your help. We have joining us on the phone lines today a lady who grew up in our area but no longer lives here but has made her profession in music. And so Chenille Sheeran of Nashville, Tennessee, formerly of Carthage, joins me. Good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you?
I am fantastic. You're going to be performing at the Legacy Theater July 13th. We'll get to the details about that in a moment. There's a youth choir and adult choir that are also backing you up. There's a dinner and even a benefit dinner in advance of that. For ticket information, go to thelegacytheater.com. But I just want everybody to get to know you. So, Chenille, tell us a little bit about yourself. Chenille Saunders Sheeran. So tell us about yourself.
Yes.
and how people might know you from your days in Carthage. And then we'll move on to the big success you've had and why you're returning to the tri-state. So welcome to the Mary Griffith Show.
Well, thank you so much. Yes, I actually was in Carthage for almost 16 years. I had a performing arts school there with singing, dancing, acting, improv. And then people were coming from all over the tri-state. So we decided to open another studio right across the street from you, actually. I was at 503 Main Street on the Quincy Square with my big performing arts performing arts school. And so we had people from all over the tri-state singing and dancing. And then we decided, you know what, this is so fun that we're going to take this on the road. So we created something called the Elite Team back in 2007. And we toured Vegas and New York and Chicago and Las Vegas. And we went all over the place singing, dancing, and performing and doing service projects. And so I my heart is in music. My heart is in Carthage. And I just love the community, and I'm excited they're having me back.
This is so exciting. Now, you're in Nashville, Tennessee now. So, I mean, eventually, if you want to be a professional performer, you have to get close to a hub where these kind of things are on demand every day, probably. And you tour, but you tour all over. Tell us a little bit about, you lived in Carthage. I mean, when did you graduate? Give us an idea. I mean, I know you're not as old as I am. So give us an idea of when you graduated from Carthage and how old you are and all that other stuff.
Well, funny story, I'm actually, how old am I? 43? 42? I don't even know. I went to WIU. I moved there when I was 23 years old. Mm. So I say that I grew up there because quite literally, I feel like the community between their kids and I think I kind of raised their kids and they kind of raised me all at the same time. We started our family there. I went to WIU for school, and then just had my performing arts schools and was able to be, in the schools and be able to be hopefully a little bit of a mentor and inspire other people on music and how it can elevate spirits and all of the fun cognitive skills and creative self-expression and all of that. So it was a blessing to be part of for sure.
You sing, you dance, you're a motivational speaker, you have a Christian bent to your outlook on life. Let's talk a little bit about what a day-to-day life is like for you. I mean, obviously you make your living as a performer, but that can be varied as well. So, you know, give us a rundown of some of the maybe the more exotic things you've done, and then maybe some of the more, this is what I normally do, but even that is pretty probably not routine. It would definitely not be routine for someone like me. So what is your life like?
Right.
I want to live vicariously. I want to live vicariously through you.
You're so funny. I'm not sure that you do. It's kind of hectic, you know? And yet it's so fun. I really have been blessed, and you're right. I do have more of a God aspect to my life. We moved here to Nashville, honestly, because my husband and I were sitting in church one day, and I looked at him, and we kind of felt like we were going to move, but we didn't know where, and we weren't really looking. And all of a sudden in church, I turned and I looked at him, and I said, oh, my gosh, I know where we're moving. And he goes, I do, too. And we just wide-eyed looked at each other. I said, we better say it at the same time. Nashville. I could not believe it. We had never been here. We lived out in Utah, actually, at the time, about 5 years ago. A crazy story. We up and left. We took all of our stuff and our kids and our dogs and our guinea pigs, and we came to Nashville without a house, a job, anything. And everything fell into place. So honestly, my daily routine right now is living 10-minute miracles is what we call them. Because when you're open to, I guess out here you'd call it the ministry, right? When you're open to that, things happen. And those daily routines become, you know, what do you want me to do today? And so we live that day to day. But my daily routine is really, I do a lot of co-writing now with, right now I'm writing with Grammy Award winner Terry Wayne. He is phenomenal. I've been working with Jonathan Bond, who is a major gospel singer that goes around and tours all over. But some of the big things that I've been doing, I've performed in China, which was outrageous. Just, I had 40 dancers behind me. I sang with two other ladies from China that were, I don't know if I want to say famous, but they were incredibly well known in China, which was fun. Got to record a song with them in a recording studio in China. I've been to London. I've been 6 feet from the Queen. Went to Ascot, Royal Ascot, was treated like a queen. I don't know. I just got back from the Netherlands. It's been really fun. My whole purpose, like it was in Carthage, is to inspire other people and to help them become who they want to be through their gifts and talents. So I feel very blessed to be able to do what I love and be able to help other people in the process.
Well, this is exciting. I mean, this is really, like you said, you're living the dream. And, you know, obviously it's inspired and motivated by a message to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ and to do those things. And that brings me to, you know, like China. Okay. Not known for its, I mean, you know, not known for its great wave of Christianity. But so when you go to places like that, do you change your show depending on the country you're in, or is it always pretty much the same? But I imagine, do you have to tone it down? Are you under any restrictions? Are you under any censoring or anything like that?
You're speaking of China specifically, and yes, it was. And so, yeah, China was very interesting. I did have to change my show in the Carthage show. I'm going to talk about that a little bit. I was actually asked to sing in front of 150 university presidents from around the world at one point. I was able to do many things, but that was one of them, and they asked me to sing certain songs. One of them is called Wo Ai Ni Zhongguo. It means I love you, China. I learned it overnight. I have had Chinese for 3 years, and so it wasn't hugely difficult, but at the same time, it was, and to be the pressure of that was a little bit fun. And then, this is funny, they actually asked me if I would open their forum with a song, and I gave them about 12 different songs. And you know the song they wanted me to sing, of all things, Auld Lang Syne. So I don't know. It's very fascinating over there. Funny story though, we were at a dinner with the university president and his vice presidents, and there got to be a point where they asked me to sing, and they said, sing whatever you want. And I did. I took the opportunity to do so, knowing that it may have been a little bit on the edge. And I sang my 4-octave Amazing Grace. And at the very end of that song, one of the translators that had been with us all week long, it was silent. And he said, I feel so motivational. And everybody just kind of looked at him. And one of the English gentlemen there said, I think what you mean is inspired. And it was just a moment of, they really don't feel what I feel, you know, and that was a moment of my eyes opening to, wow, this is incredible. Like, there really can be more to it, and I wish I could give it to them, and we can't.
Yeah.
So that's hard.
And that's hard, you know, but yeah. It's so interesting because it's such a, well, first of all, okay, now I have a million questions based on what you just said, but
we'll talk after.
Yeah, we'll talk. Okay, you said, well, I took Chinese for 3 years. Like, oh, well, I took Chinese for 3 years. I run into a lot of people, Chanel. I can't think in the last 3 years somebody who said, oh, well, just in my spare time, Mary, I've been learning Chinese. So why did you take Chinese? I mean, it's not to order at Chinese restaurants in Nashville. So what motivated you to take Chinese for 3 years?
Yeah, so actually in Utah, where I moved to right after I left Carthage, I was there for a few years. I actually was inspired, let me go back, I was actually inspired to do that through a girl named Li Ling, and she came to Carthage. There were 60 of them, because the Hog Vet in Carthage, which is phenomenal, the very first group they had were 60 people, and they would walk by our house every day to the grocery store. And so we'd stop and we'd talk to them, and they were always fascinated because we had 4 children, you know. And at that time, they could only have one, you know, and they have to have a license to do that. So, but anyway, they would walk by, and I asked one of them one time, I said, would you mind just telling my kids how to speak 1 to 10 in Mandarin? And she came in, and we did weekly lessons. I mean, it was incredible, and I loved it. And so when we moved out to Utah, and what do you call the program? Immersion. They had Chinese immersion in the schools. And I thought, well, if my kids are going to take it, then, and my son really wanted to take it, James. So I thought, if my kids want to take it, then I'm going to go back to school at the same time they are, and I might as well learn Chinese as well. And so that's how that happened.
Well, and Utah is a bastion for foreign languages because of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints that evangelizes all over the world. So then the next question is, are you LDS?
I am. Yeah.
I can tell a Mormon a mile away, even over the radio waves. You're just sending me, because my cousin-in-law, whatever. We used to call him Brigham Kung Fu, which is terrible. I shouldn't say that. He did his mission in China.
No.
He did his mission in China.
Oh,
so like here's this.
You're kidding?
No, like here's this 6'3", blonde hair, blue eyed guy walking around in China. He kind of didn't touch it. Oh, that's hysterical.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, again, it's hysterical. I can name that Mormon in two notes.
I love that.
I'm not LDS, but I have many people that I associate with are LDS. So I'm all about your culture. In fact, all my cousins that are of your persuasion all live in Utah, and many of them are in the music because you know it's so important.
It is important.
Religion
yeah.
really stresses music, and especially music as a form of worship. So yeah, that is fantastic.
Yeah.
So you're living the dream, girl. I mean,
I really am. I'm very blessed to be doing so. And it, you know, it's really fun because living in Carthage, this is grand. So living in Carthage, there is the Carthage jail there, which is, the martyrdom place of Joseph Smith, right? Which was a prophet. So, or we believe anyway. And so moving to Carthage, people did not like me, like instantly did not like me. And I actually put a teeny bit of that in one of the songs that I rewrote the lyrics. And it was a little bit of a sting at first. And you know what? The music just surpassed all of that. And the people in Carthage became my best friends, so much so that I even say that I grew up there. And I'm just so grateful that their arms were open. I sang in 78 churches in the first year of living in Carthage in the entire tri-state area. And so it was kind of already, you know, in my heart to do that already, but teaching the kids and being part of the community was such a big part of that. And really opening my testimony up as well as to people can change. We can change. We can have open hearts, open minds, and we're just the body of Christ when it comes down to it, you know?
Yeah,
so it's been fun to be able to open that up and share that even here in the gospel capital of the world and country music capital of the world of Nashville. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm so
glad.
This is what I love about my job. I get to meet new people every day and there's always a story and everybody has a story. And so, you know, this is just phenomenal to me because like you said, Carthage, all these foreigners always come to Carthage to learn about the swine operation up there and to improve their own swine operations back. And then, as you mentioned, Carthage, it kind of be like, you know, one of the Kennedy kids living on the square in Dallas. You know, not a place you'd expect, you know. But you know, it's unfortunate for your particular faith. That's not exactly a high point of LDS history.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I used, and of course, yeah. all my cousins, of course, used to live here in Illinois. Now they've all, you know, diasporized out to Utah where there's a better population base, you know, somebody to date, I guess, when they were younger. But I used to say, hey, don't give us any problems. We drove you out of here once. We'll do it again. You know, just
we'll do
jokes
it again.
Like that. Yeah, we'll do it again. Watch your stepper. We'll do it again.
I love it.
But, you know, this is what is so great about what you're doing. You're coming back to help Carthage, to help your adopted hometown. I'll call it your adopted hometown. You're going to give a message of love and energy and, you know, and peace and goodwill, and everybody can enjoy it. It is not just a religious concert, though. I mean, let's not let people think it's going to be
it's
not going to be an altar call at the end or anything like that.
No.
So what kind of songs?
This is different.
Yeah, what kind of songs are on the repertoire
for
the legacy?
Most
what's on the legacy? What's on the legacy rundown for those who are going to go Saturday night?
Yeah, I'm excited because I sing opera, I sing Broadway, I sing patriotic songs. So all of that is on there. I even have a Celine Dion song with some dancers that will be coming from Mind and Soul right there in Carthage. And then I have my own kids singing with me. And then, of course, the adult choir, they will come in and do a couple numbers. One of my favorite things, though, Mary, is that My heart sits in so many places, right? And so Christmas, we'll hear a Christmas song. We have the veterans coming because the veterans and this country are very near and dear to my heart. And throughout all my years in Carthage, I taught all my students how to sing the national anthem. We sang Have You Forgotten? We performed all the time patriotic songs because I think it's so important for our kids to know and remember why we have what we have. And so we have the veterans coming in and we're going to do a song as well. So it's definitely a variety show. And it'll bring some tears and it'll raise the roof, and we're going to have a blast. So yeah, they should, everybody should come Saturday night. And it is a benefit. This theater has been such a huge thing for this community. At first it was, you know, part of a college, and then it died, right? And then the community revived it, and now it's this amazing piece of art that just keeps giving. And I am so excited to come and to give a benefit concert in order to help keep it going. The arts are so important, and it really does add to a community.
It is amazing that this beautiful theater exists in Carthage, has for years, but that they were able to save it. And so, folks, it's July 13th. Chenille Saunders Sheeran of Nashville, Tennessee, formerly of Carthage, right close to the pig barracks there. Speaker of Mandarin Chinese.
Right. I'm proud of it.
Speaker of Mandarin Chinese and all the other things. You know, the woman's got a pretty big resume. There's going to be dancers from local studios that are part of the show. There's going to be a children's choir. There's going to be some backup adult choir. So some local people are going to be there. But most importantly, it's going to be a fundraiser for the Legacy Theater. And she believes strongly in that. And so I just ask you one last question, because we're going to run out of time. Do your kids think you're the Osmonds? Do they think they're going to be the Osmonds? I mean,
no.
Did you want to be Marie? I mean, I just have to know. Did you want to be Marie? Do you sometimes think I could be Marie? Do you ever think that I could be Marie? Okay.
So funny. No, definitely not. My husband did grow up near them and knew them, but no, definitely not. And I'll be honest, I might have to, my daughter was, I heard her tell my husband in the kitchen the other day, you know, I'm just doing this as a favor for mom. So I don't make my children sing. They are doing this as a favor to me. No, they do like to perform. But it's not something that I have them do all the time, because they have other talents and loves that they need to follow. So that's what they're doing. But for this concert, they are coming back with me, and we're going to do a lot of good for Carthage.
That is so great. Well, you know how here in the real world we have 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, and you know how far you are separated from Kevin Bacon. I think the LDS Mormon world is 6 degrees of Donnie Marie, because my cousin's lifeguarded with one of the Osmonds' offspring. You know, I mean, now we're talking younger than, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's like, if you're anywhere in the Utah area and you have not met an Osmond, then you're really not trying.
Yes. That's exactly right. That is right. You are absolutely right.
Oh, my gosh. You are such a delight. I wish I could see you, but I'll be out of town. And this is one of the tragedies of my life.
Oh, no.
Every time something really good that I want to see.
I'm afraid that might happen.
But I tell you what,
that might happen to several people.
I'll put the word out on the Mormon Tom Tom Network here in Quincy to get all the LDS people up there to watch this show. Folks, call and get tickets today if tickets are still available. I just got back from a 3-week vacation, so I have no idea if tickets are still available. But here's the number: it's 217-357-9479. LegacyTheater.com, thelegacytheater.com. Chenille, delightful to get to know you. Welcome back to your adopted hometown, and keep spreading the love and the mission, and keep inspiring kids everywhere to use their musical talents. I really appreciate what you're doing. Thank you so much for your time today.
I plan on it. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. And that's all the time we have today for the Mary Griffith Show. We'll be back again tomorrow to do it all again.